U.S. Decisions on U.S. military action are among the most sensitive and consequential presidential responsibilities. Any leak of such information could jeopardize lives and national security objectives. A major security lapse in the Trump administration has come to light after a senior journalist was accidentally added to an encrypted Signal group chat discussing an impending U.S. military strike in Yemen. The chat, involving key national security officials, provided near real-time insights into the administration's decision-making process. The revelation has sparked outrage and raised concerns about operational security and potential violations of classified information protocols. According to reports, the group included high-ranking officials such as Vice President J.D. Vance, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz reportedly added Jeffrey Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, to the chat by mistake. Goldberg observed real-time discussions on the military strike, including disagreements on strategy and its geopolitical consequences. Once the U.S. strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen were carried out on March 15, Waltz sent messages praising the operation, accompanied by an American flag and fire emojis. Other officials joined in celebrating the attack's success. However, the revelation that such critical discussions occurred over an unsecured messaging app has triggered a political firestorm. Democratic lawmakers have strongly condemned the lapse, with Senator Mark Warner stating that, "This administration is playing fast and loose with our nation's most classified info, making all Americans less safe." Criticism has also come from Republican circles. Representative Don Bacon called the use of non-secure systems unconscionable, warning that adversaries like Russia and China could have intercepted the messages. Despite this, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson downplayed the need for an investigation, asserting that the White House had acknowledged the mistake and would prevent similar incidents in the future. This incident has reignited debates over national security protocols and whether existing safeguards are sufficient to prevent such breaches in the future.